But this is really, is this worth getting up for?
I hope so. From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and that was the voice of John Lydon, also known as Johnny Rotten, and also the singer in this band, Public Image Limited. Public Image formed after the Sex Pistols died. It's been 17 years since Public Image stopped playing. Now they're back and touring the U.S. We'll be webcasting their show from the 9:30 Club Wednesday night, May 12th. And on this edition of All Songs Considered, John Lydon plays DJ. And he joins us from NPR member station WBUR in Boston. I'm here in Washington, D.C. And we join that conversation already in progress. Usually what we do, just to explain a little bit of the format, is you've selected songs. Do you remember what those are?
No.
Okay. Do you want a reminder now or later?
I was in a delusionary state when I picked them. Oh, yes, the four songs. Yes, all right. So good. Now I'm joining the dots.
Yeah, so that's me. I'm Bob Boylan. I work at NPR here in Washington, D.C.
All right, are we recording now? Are we in this?
I'm rolling.
Yeah. All right. I was asked to pick four songs. I mean, I just chose four kind of songs that just popped into my head immediately.
Okay, well, if you choose one, others pop in your head, you can choose those two.
The thing is, with trying to ask me about playlists, I mean, I could give you 400,000 songs, but I think to narrow it down to those four is quite enjoyable.
I'll pick a couple of your own as well, just so we can...
That'd be lovely of you.
Some of your music, yes.
Yes. Play something that nobody plays an awful lot on the radio. Public Image. And yet Public Image is one of the most influential bands there's ever been. Our musical tentacles have stretched far and wide and influenced just about everybody in modern music, and yet are deeply unappreciated at the same time by the record companies that I'm so-called contained on.
I think the thing is that for at least for this generation of people, they don't care about that stuff. All they care about is the music. And I think that's why when I put on your music the other day and hadn't listened in a long time, it was so fresh to hear it. And I got so excited about the show, about you coming back, because I think there's a whole bunch of people who are going to get excited to hear your music. And usually these shows, I let the DJ go first, you first. But I think I'd like to play some of your music to give some context of what you're going to pick for us, okay?
That's a very good idea.
So,
just so that people don't think that I come from outer space, you know, I am part of human culture, whether you like it or not.
Can I play Pop Tones? Is that a one that would be okay to play?
Yes, or Disappointed, or Rise, or just about anything by Pill will do fine.
We could do almost all of those, and let's start with Pop Tones, because that was the one I woke up to this morning.
That's a damn fine song. Who wrote that?
I did.
Oh, wow. Good on you, John. That's okay, John.
What are you saying here, by the way?
I don't know.
Never knew. And it's okay.
Let's drive to the forest to the Japanese car.
That part I know. This part I don't.
Well, the song is about, it's about a rape. About a young girl who was picked up and driven off to the forest in a Japanese car. And the only thing she could remember was that the cassette on the car, the cassette player, played Pop Tones. And so I pieced the song together around those initial facts. It's odd that people love this song and love dancing to it, and it'd be about a tragedy. Well, the good of it, though, is that the rapist was caught and locked up, hopefully is still in jail.
I always knew it was mysterious and eerie, and something weird happened to someone naked.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, I put myself in the position of the victim. Thing you can do when you write songs.
Are you doing this song these days?
Yes, we will be performing this live.
Great. Let's just hear a little bit more. Who's in this band?
Are you going to be playing all the songs all the way through?
No.
When we do this?
No.
I don't want to be sitting here for 4 hours.
And we won't. Who is in the band at this point? Tell people.
Scott Firth on bass, wonderful chap, very good human being. Bruce Smith on drums, same-o. And Lou Edmonds on various Middle Eastern instruments.
That's this tour now, and on the album there.
Yeah, but these are the best peoples that I've ever worked with. And in Pill alone, there's been some 40 members over the years.
I was going to say, it's like a soccer team.
And then some, it's with its own gang of hooligans. But Lou and Bruce, I've worked the longest in any Pill format with in the past. So to me, they were just absolute natural choices. The dexterity that we can achieve on stage is quite astounding, even to me. And I love the way that they tease me vocally into perfecting my art, really, to expanding into new territories and widen my range vocally. It's quite a magnificent thing.
What did it feel like?
We are a very serious, hard-working outfit, and we care deeply about what we do. This isn't mindless pop crap.
I was wondering what it felt like to play these songs for the first time with these great musicians, for not having touched them for a while.
Well, I've missed it like mad.
Yeah.
Absolutely missed it like mad. But I got into this ridiculous position with the record labels that they were just really messing me about. And
you're not alone.
But at any time I'd make a record, they'd either minimalise its release or stifle it altogether. And it became underwhelming, their approach to me. The better music that I was putting out, the least they were interested. A very bizarre position. But, you know, perseverance will out in the end. And finally, what I've decided to do, which is here now, I raised the money independently and reformed Pill without any record company support at all. I've put my money where my mouth is, so to speak, and the results are positive. I love writing and making music, and it's the be-all and end-all to me. And yes, I enjoy my Sex Pistols side, but that's not the full shilling. There's a hell of a lot more, and Public Image is the most fulfilling thing I've ever done. I love these songs, and we're getting ourselves now into the position where we are going to exterminate the previous record labels, acquire a new company with a sense of responsibility towards its artists, and release new product. A wonderful thing. And Pill is back up and running again. It's a fully creative outfit.
So you want to be your own record company,
yeah,
or you want to work with
people
you love?
No. I've spent enough of my money, mate.
Is there any left?
It's about time I started spending someone else's. No, I want the distribution and the association of a label.
Let's pick one. Let's start.
Yeah, Paranoid.
Okay.
Why do I like that? I love that song, and Ozzy Osbourne is he comes from a similar background as me, working class British, which means piss poor, parents ain't got nothing, don't stand a chance in life. And he bungs out a magnificent song like that. Absolutely astounding. I don't think I like anything else they've ever done, but that's not the point. If anybody's even made just one good record, and that's a great record, mm-hmm, that's good enough for me. They deserve their place on the mantle.
Let's hear it.
but not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'll leave your mic open if you want to add some commentary to Ozzy. How old were you when you first heard this? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
Little? Big?
No, but the thing at me, it's not about what age I was. Yeah. It's that I was really impressed with the bass tones coming off the guitar. And it's a very warm sound and such a crazy subject as Paranoid. I love this record. It's extremely well done.
How about we pick one of yours? Pick a song from your band. You pick the song from your band.
Rise.
Want to rise? This was off of.
I'm not telling you.
Well, let's just play it then. How's that?
Rise is Rise by Public Image Limited.
Okay.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
I think for all the reputation you have of negative, you're not. These songs
not
are
not at all.
The wonderful thing about Public Image was
no, I never have been.
Go on, you'll
say. We can't
it.
Both talk over each other, can we?
We can't, can we? We can try. I'll put you in the right channel. I'll go in the left.
Sir, if I may make a suggestion, shut up. I don't know where this negative nonsense come from. I've never been negative, not as a Sex Pistol or a Pill member. My message is always one of positivity. I want to solve the world's problems, not add to them. I'm anti-violence. Gandhi is both my personal and political leader. I believe totally in passive resistance. Through passive resistance, you can topple governments. But a loaded gun solves no problems at all, and you'll probably end up shooting yourself in the foot anyway. Because most people are mindless.
Are you writing new songs?
And indeed, there I go, by, you know, saying a thing like that. Would have some clown out there think I was being negative? Yes, I am writing new songs.
We hear any of them in the tour?
No. Not until I've fully recorded them.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I mean, my ideas have been stolen since the day I started, almost continuously. I'm now not going to give it to the sods on a platter, am I? Not until I've got some kind of copyright control. I do have me smarts about me, mush.
When you put a song together, you work with different people. How do you present your songs? You don't play an instrument, do you?
I do. Tell I'm very me. Good on the one-eyed flute.
So how do you like presenting? How do you present your music to the bandmates?
It's a give and take. There's no set format or rules applied here. It's whatever works best. And, you know, you can hear a sound, a tone. I mean, once, a record called In the Sun. It's really, I threw an accordion down the stairs and it went down each step, very much like that Slinky Spring thing. Mm-hmm. And I loved the sound so much, I recorded it and based a song around it. It's as simple as that. I love Chilean pipe music too, but I couldn't afford a set, so I used toilet rolls and kitchen roll tubes and made, you know, an appropriate farty noise, which is vaguely Chilean, sea bass in onions. And wrote some clever, tasty words over that. And things can happen for many different reasons. But if you try to structure and organise songwriting, you're killing the very art that you're so fond of. You know, there's no set allocated ways or times. And Pill is a shared experience. Everybody contributes equally. And even though there's been some 40 members, it really is an army, isn't it? But the basic consistent factor of Public Image Limited is me, Mr. Lydon, because I started this outfit. And I intend to finish it. And I intend to be all the way through it, too. Well, I won't go away.
How will you know when it's over?
Because I'll say so. I'll write myself a memo.
You picked Jimi Hendrix, I see, on the list. So.
Oh, yes. I mean, my love of Jimi Hendrix is like, unfathomable. He's left-handed like me, so, you know, I mean, I paid attention to that.
You're a left-handed singer, yes.
Yes. Left-handed, and we one side flute, too. Left-handed guitarist, and turned the thing upside down and absolutely changed the shape of music. I mean, what better could you do? That's a complete inspiration to me. You know, being left-handed, being brought up in Catholic schools was, you know, the discipline of the nuns was severe and wicked. It would constantly, with the sharp edge of a ruler, slap me on the knuckles because being left-handed was seen as a sign of the devil. Mm. And there was the devil, live on TV, Jimi Hendrix. Superb. What a childhood I had.
What do you want to hear?
So, All Along the Watchtower.
All right, Bob Dylan.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level. Nobody of it is worth. No reason to get excited.
Nothing like it at that point. It was nothing
stunning.
Like it then, nothing like it still, right?
No, you know, some people are born talented. I'm one of them, but he's another.
That's two.
You know what's what I truly respect about Hendrix is that he threw out the rule book and regulations of music right out the window. And the shame of the people that followed or tried to follow in his footsteps ended up imitating what he was doing and putting it into formats when he was anti-format. And this is why Public Image is anti-format. The future is no format at all and never to imitate. And unfortunately, being put in a position of leading means the sheep are constantly trying to catch up with you. And Jimmy and me and quite a few many others out there, I must say, Miles Davis, definitely one of them, Ginger Baker, fabulous people, run ahead of the pack. We do not bleat amongst the flock.
Play me someone
and,
else.
Know, and whether we be good or bad at what we're doing, at least we're doing it because we believe in what we do. You know, so we're original by nature, by design.
play
by
me some
by DNA design.
I keep talking on top of you.
You
I'm going to take my mic out. I'm just going to.
You are so excited about yourself, aren't you?
I like you hearing you. You charge me up.
You must look fabulous. I mean, you keep letting us know. It's a shame I can't put a picture to your squeaky voice, sir. Are you playing with yourself?
Just with you. Did you?
Oh, darling. Oh, there's nothing like phone sex, is there? How's that for you? Let's get on to Peter Cook, shall we?
We shall.
Bedazzled was one of the all-time greatest movies, and it's a shame they remade such a monster out of it, such an appalling version. But the original film, I'd recommend to anybody. Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, Bedazzled, stunning. And the two sets of songs that they do in that, the Dudley Moore screaming, "Love me," is hilarious. But I think the much better and deeply, deeply cynical and totally perverted thing is by Peter Cook, the Bedazzled song itself. It's an amazing cynical swipe at pop music and pop culture, and there's some beautifully terrific written lines in it. Catchphrases like "You give me inertia," it's just amazing. Let's play it, shall we?
Tell people in the States especially who Peter Cook was.
Part of a very, very hilarious comedy duo, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. Dudley Moore, you know, from his like ridiculous films, solo projects. But the pair together in England were an absolute staple diet of rigidly adhered to television. Hilarious, the pair of them. Absolutely brilliant comedic possibilities. And Peter Cook was also a contributor to a political magazine called Private Eye. He shall be missed. He was, I think, legendary. And that song, I mean, it's so inappropriately perfect, isn't it? It's stunning. What a concept. And honestly, at the time when it came out, it was actually better than anything in the top 30.
This is 1967, 1968.
I mean, the production's quite in advance, isn't it? Yeah. It's really clever. And so applauds all round for that.
Can I play Memories, or you want to pick another Pill song?
You could. Disappointed would be nice.
Okay. Just to remind people, we're going to webcast the show. That's Wednesday. It's May 12th. You can hear the whole show at Imperial Music.
Yeah, and you won't. Thanks for letting us do that. And you will not be disappointed. You cannot possibly be.
Can you do us one piece of folk music before you...
Yes, Planxty. I'd like to introduce Planxty, a very fine Irish band who, to my mind, updated the whole traditional folk music thing. They introduced triplets on mandolins and things. It was just a stunning advancement in folk music, and yet absolutely true to its Irish roots and traditions. This song, Well Below the Valley, I just love it. It has such a haunting, lilting atmosphere. It's a perfect piece of trance music to me. It's meditative in its entire production and concept. Riveting music to me. But then, you know, good things come in many, many different styles. And this is what people must learn to do. Open their ears. Life will improve. Enjoy.
Thanks for doing this today.
Thank you, sir. You can let this one play.
Okay.
A gentleman
you can exit.
Was passing by. He asked for a drink as he got right at the well below the valley. Green grows the lily, right among the bushes. Me compass full up to the brim. If I were to stoop, I might fall in at the well below the valley. Oh, green grows the lily. Oh, right among the bushes. Oh, if your true love was passing by, you'd fill him a drink as he got dry at the well below the valley. Oh, green grows.
You still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm keep playing if you want.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Okay. I know the song well. I don't want to ruin it by singing along with it. But it's a very, very beautiful track. It really is. And Planxty, I highly recommend.
Totally
anyone
brilliant.
Who's never heard of this band should you know, go out there and pay attention, because they're most excellent Irish music.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Be well.
Yeah, no, it's been good fun, sir.
Good.
Thank you.
Likewise, bye.
Yeah, good on ya.
See ya.
Peace.
Yes.
Peace off. Over and out.
If you be a man of noble fame, you'll tell to me what'll happen, me sell at the well below the valley, oh, green grows the lily.
You can hear Public Image in Concert from the 9:30 Club Wednesday evening, May 12th. We'll archive that show as well. You'll be able to download it as part of the All Songs Considered Live Concert podcast. Follow us on Twitter, All Songs, one word, or on Facebook. Find the All Songs Considered fan page. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
You'll be seven more a-portin' in hell at the well below the valley, oh. Greener rose the lily, oh. Right among the bushes, oh. I'll be 7 years a-ringin' a bell, but the Lord above may save me soul from portin' in hell at the well below the valley, oh. Greener rose the lily, oh. Right among the bushes, oh.